At Jacksonville Veterans Memorial Arena Tuesday morning, hundreds of area executives and sports business professionals met for a day of networking and discussion panels at the Jacksonville Business Journal Business of Sports Summit.
This is the second year that we expanded this program into a really half-day summit. We were able to tackle three different subjects in addition to the economic impact that sports makes on Northeast Florida, but also engage the audience in a discussion around branding strategy, activation strategy for businesses, the amount of hotel rooms and the increase in expenditure just with the SEC Women's Championship that was here. What do you say, 40,000 people in the hospitality industry in Northeast Florida. When they make more money, everybody makes more money. The spend goes all the way around.
Jaguars VP of Marketing Steve Ziff was a part of the brand strategies discussion, while VP of Sales Chad Johnson closed out the event with a thought about person-to-person contact via Jaguars Black. Jaguars President Mark Lamping provided the keynote address and gave an update on the Everbank Field renovations, including the U.S. Assure Club improvements already underway.
We'll probably go as far as downtown Jacksonville does. So if you get a team that's, if you get more people living downtown, more visiting downtown, more people working downtown, ultimately that's gonna be a signal of a very vibrant, strong community. And the Jaguars are certainly gonna get more than our share. It's a journey. It's not a destination, that's for sure. But we're making progress. We've got a long way to go, but we are making progress.
The kind of investment that Mr. Khan has made, the commitment that he's made in the Jaguars and downtown and in this entertainment district is gonna make Jacksonville the world-class city that it deserves to be.
For Jaguars.com, I'm JP Shatton.